It seems that everything's hot in Europe this summer. Holidaymakers from England are sweltering on the Riviera. Parisians are standing in fountains to fight the heat. And in the shadow of the Vatican, Romans are beginning to think that efficient air conditioning could be a blessing. And that's just the weather. Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi has yet again offended German tourists with backhanded comments, and his coziness with the Bush administration has many fellow Europeans in a sweat. NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Poggioli is trying to keep cool amidst all the heat. She joins us. Hi, Silvia.
Hi, Leanne.
So, how hot is it? I hear glaciers are melting in the Alps.
Yes, both in Italy and in Switzerland, practitioners of summer skiing on the highest peaks have had to find other sports this year. But more seriously, melting glaciers raise fears of landslides as mountain rock faces are dislodged. And this is only one side effect of this record heat wave, which is worsened by a very long drought. For example, water levels in the Danube River are so low that commercial traffic has had to be halted in many places, and the wrecks of Nazi ships sunk in World War II have become visible. In Britain, the heat has slowed rail traffic because the authorities there fear the railway lines will buckle from the scorching temperatures. And those reached a record 95 Fahrenheit in London this week, 98 in Geneva, and 104 in Paris. In Athens, taxi drivers have the gall to charge an extra $2 a ride to switch on the air conditioning. And in fact, air conditioning is more of a rarity in Europe than in the U.S. because of the very high, the energy costs a lot here. In Brittany, farmers say that at least 100,000 animals, mainly poultry, have died from the heat. And in Sweden, people can't even get relief at the beach because authorities have warned that swimming is dangerous due to a surge of toxic algae in the Baltic Sea brought on by this unprecedented heat wave.
And then there's the issue of wildfires. They're burning in France and Spain and Portugal. How much forest is at risk here?
Well, that's hard to say. What we do know is that just in the past 2 weeks, nearly 500,000 acres of forests have been destroyed in Europe, and at least 30 people have been killed. The worst hit was Portugal, with more than 130,000 acres destroyed. It suffered more than $1 billion in damages and declared a state of national emergency. Now, the World Wildlife Fund says that every year, nearly 2% of the total Mediterranean forest area is burned, and most fires, they say, are deliberately set. They say one of the main reasons for arson is to convert rural land into profitable real estate. So in France, where the Riviera was very hard hit by fires, President Jacques Chirac ordered a manhunt for arsonists. Here in Italy, 350 separate fires were reported just on Wednesday. Hundreds of people were evacuated from their homes and vacation spots in Tuscany. And along the coast, it's very common to see firefighting planes drawing water from the sea and then pouring it over the burning woodlands.
You know, as if the weather isn't reason enough between the fears of terrorism and the weakening dollar, Americans are staying home instead of visiting Europe. So I guess that makes it easy to get bargains on hotel rooms. But is this hurting the economy everywhere in Europe?
Well, it's certainly bargain time. From Paris to Vienna to Rome, hotels are slashing their rates. I was in Florence last week, and I stayed at a hotel for about a third of its usual rate. Many boutiques there were offering 50% discounts, and that's unprecedented at any time, at least in Italy. Now, the reasons that are cited for the absence of Americans in Europe this year are, of course, the fears of terrorism, fear of contagious diseases like SARS, the diplomatic dispute over the war in Iraq, but I think most importantly, the weak dollar against the euro. Now, France, which prides itself in being the world's leading tourist destination, has had a 30% drop in American tourists. Spain's down 23%, Italy's 20%. And it's hurting because Americans are known as the big spenders among worldwide tourists. So this is adding to what has become the European summer of discontent. European economies are stagnant, Italy is in recession, and Germany, Europe's so-called locomotive, has a jobless rate of more than 10%. I was in Hamburg a few weeks ago, and I saw that even many Germans have decided to stay home this summer.
Politics must seem like entertainment against all of this. And Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi is doing his turn as chairman of the European Union. How is he playing on the European stage?
Well, for a man who's very concerned about his image, Berlusconi is not doing very well in Europe. Last week, the British weekly The Economist carried a special report challenging the Italian Prime Minister to answer several detailed questions concerning his legal troubles. You might remember that his government recently passed a bill that gave him immunity from trial while in office, and so his trial in Milan on corruption charges was suspended. The Economist said Berlusconi is an outrage against the Italian people and their judicial system, and Europe's most extreme case of the abuse by a capitalist of the democracy within which he lives and operates. Now, Berlusconi dismisses this kind of criticism as communist-inspired, and he tried to take center stage, announcing that he will mediate between two estranged world leaders, President Bush and German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder. But with the heat wave dominating European lives this summer, and August being Europe's collective holiday month, no one has paid much attention to Berlusconi's diplomatic ambitions.
NPR senior European correspondent Silvia Pagioli. Silvia, thanks a lot. Stay in the shade.
Thank you, Leanne. I will.